All right, U.S. soccer and women players have agreed to settle an equal pay lawsuit. Yahoo Finance's Josh Schaefer has the details. Josh.
Yeah, Brian. So the U.S. women's national team players, this is current players and some past players, reached an agreement with U.S. soccer for $24 million. This is over pay inequity and compensation that kind of dates back several years now. And the other big part of this agreement that we should point out is that they've also agreed to equal pay for the between the men's and the women's national teams moving forward. Now, U.S. soccer noted in its official statement this morning that equal pay in the future isn't guaranteed until a new collective bargaining agreement is ratified. This has been a long process, guys. This is something we've been following for about 6 years now. And it really dates back to 2016 and then became a huge story during the World Cup in 2019. The women's team marched on to the World Cup championship that year. It was their second straight win at the World Cup. And you can kind of remember that they were really talking about this throughout that run. After the games, before the games, every media appearance, it kind of became the big talk of the town because the women's team was winning the World Cup while the men's team wasn't even qualifying for the World Cup and their pay wasn't equal. So it didn't quite make sense, I think, to a lot of folks. And we really saw at that time period, too, they became bigger and bigger stars. They kind of became rock stars when they came back to the U.S. You had Alex Morgan, Megan Rapinoe, those kind of players, and their jerseys ended up being some of the most sold jerseys we've ever seen. Nike reported that year that their jerseys were literally the most sold jersey. The home jersey was the most sold jersey ever for a single season on Nike.com. And I remember back in that summer, they did a victory tour. They had that much fanfare that they came back and did a victory tour where they played games that didn't even matter. It was just so U.S. fans could go and attend. And I actually covered one of those games out at the Rose Bowl in California. And there was about 40,000 people there that night. The place was rocking. People were celebrating the World Cup. So they were selling tickets, selling jerseys. You could see the momentum kind of building for U.S. women's soccer. It's continuing to build, and I'm sure we'll see that kind of carry into next year. We got the World Cup coming up in the summer of 2023, guys.
Good stuff. All right, Yahoo Finance's Josh Schaefer. Thanks so much.